is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with The Huge One, Bill Simon.
What's up, Michigan? It is another journey together on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. Superfly Hayes just enjoys the company of everybody around him. He's our executive producer. There has been a war declared by the Spartan Nation on the Heisman Trophy. I think there's a hashtag, boycott the Heisman. Because Kenneth Walker was not one of the four named finalists last night. He will not make the trip to New York. Aiden Hutchinson of Michigan will join three other quarterbacks in New York City, but no Walker, and that's a crime. Pickett, the QB from Pitt, didn't deserve to be in front of Walker. Come on, you already had two quarterbacks in Bryce Young and Stroud from Ohio State. You have a defensive player, which there's a debate on that, but I think Hutchinson finished strong, especially the last two games. And that should have been Walker. He's the best running back in America. He doesn't have a chance of winning the Heisman. He had his stage against Ohio State, and he was banged up. He wasn't healthy. And they got down big, so all of a sudden the running game didn't matter. And all the Michigan State Nation is saying, wait a minute, did you see the photo of Kenneth Walker running by number 97 for the Wolverines for 198 yards and five TDs? But Walker didn't win a championship. And everybody did outside of Stroud. So there you go. I support Walker being one of the four finalists. But the Spartan Nation, Mel Tucker addressed 70,000 gathered at Spartan Stadium, and he said, ask not what they meant by four players being brought to New York, and Walker was left in East Lansing. Ask why they would leave out the best running back in America. You tell them Tuck is coming. And I'm chopping wood. And I'm relentless. So the huge question of the day. And man, and the Michigan fan is piling on that Hutchinson is better than Walker. That state, go ahead, hashtag boycott the Heisman. You've been boycotting the Heisman since you became a university. Michigan, Michigan State. And I try and not get in the crossfire, and every once in a while I will put out a little tweet or Facebook post where I know it's kind of like walking by a campfire and here's a 10-gallon drum of gasoline you can throw on it. Oh, these people are crazy. Aiden Hutchinson deserves to be there. So would Walker. Pickett from Pitt. How many of you have seen Pickett play? I've caught him at the end of some games. I've seen T-Bone Pickett play, and that dude could sing the blues. Man, my baby left me on the road, and now I'm hopping like a big old toad. Kenny Walker got dissed, and I know in New York he will be missed. That's T-Bone Pickett. Man, I got all T-Bone. On Apple, I roll out all those songs. Kenny Walker is the best. He's better than all the rest. Aiden Hutchinson can just pummel an O-line man. Man, I tell you what, there's some good singers connected to this show. Tuck Cumming. Spartan Nation, they're doing a caravan from East Lansing to New York City. Yeah, good luck if you get snow on 80, 90 rolling through maybe Ohio, right? Or get some of that lake effect like last night during the Bills-Patriots game. Did you see the winds blowing at 55 miles an hour? The goalposts were shaking. And Belichick threw the ball only three times the entire game, and the Patriots won. Bills had their chances. Belichick and Brady are on a collision course for the Super Bowl. How sweet would that be? But you have Arizona in the NFC, and I'm trying to think who can beat New England. I don't like Kansas City's offense this year. I don't. Who's going to beat them?
I think they're going to win. They're going to win the AFC. Won't you believe me?
Man, T-Bone Pickett. How did Pickett get it invited? It's not like Pittsburgh is a big college town. I don't even know if Pitt has, and I love Narduzzi, their coach. We're trying to get him on the show. They don't have a big following. It's not a TV draw. You're going to have Pickett. You know he's going to end up being the Lions' quarterback of the future. Dan Miller going and 3rd and 10 for the Lions. Lomas are going to work it for their own 10. Pickett back to throw. It's going to be taken to the house for a Pickett 6.
I don't know why we drafted Kenny, because his arm isn't worth a penny.
So you tell me. I'm already getting some texts coming in where you can text the word huge to 21,000. How long have you been drinking today? I don't drink. I never have drank before a show, not even a beer. Never. I don't do it. So did Walker deserve to be in the Final Four? Because I don't think Hutchinson has a prayer. Bryce Young won the Heisman with his game against Georgia. He did. He won it. It's over. So the invite's nice because you're going to get a lot of pub, and Hutchinson already is slated to be number one. How'd Pickett get there over Walker? Man, I don't get that. Pitt isn't a college town. Yeah, I know they won the ACC. Whoopty. What? They beat Wake Forest. Whoopty do. So the question is, did Walker deserve to go to the Heisman ceremony? You tell me at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I also want to thank the kids at Northeast Middle School. I had a chance to go out and speak to a broadcasting class, Superfly, earlier today. And the question was, how technical is your job? What do you normally talk about when talking to Superfly off air? And what about the competition? How do you deal with that on a daily basis? And one of the teachers, Ms. Knarkle, was nice enough to record it. And this was me talking to the kids earlier today.
Yeah, they had a little three deep fire zone, brought the nickel off the edge, safety dropped down. It didn't look like they were doing a replacement fire zone, so I knew at the back away we were going to get three pushing through. I had an opportunity to kind of run in there if I could beat my guy.
Yeah, beat my guy every day. That's what we do with the Heald Show. So I, kids knew exactly what I was saying. I was hip. I was like a walking Mr. TikTok. Jim Combroni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU Insider, will join us coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll talk about Walker getting dissed. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. Josh Gattis won the Frank Broyles Award for Offensive Assistant Coach of the Year, I think, or Coordinator of the Year. I saw TheWolverine.com share that. Think about the redemption year for Michigan, and I'll talk to Ballas in less than an hour. Cade McNamara, redemption. A lot of people want a McCarthy, right? Jim Harbaugh, redemption. Josh Gattis, redemption. The entire team, redemption. And it doesn't matter what they do against Georgia. It doesn't. Because what they have done, beating Ohio State and winning the Big Ten, I'm not saying that's enough for every Michigan fan, but that validates redemption. It wasn't revenge. This was a reclamation of your name as a player and a coach. Remember Gattis when he was hired? Hashtag speed and space. Where is that? We were all screaming. Now you watched it this year. Power run game, and it could open up speed and space. Harbaugh speaks for itself. He should be, and I know he's nominated for coach of the year, and I see that Walker was co-offensive player of the year with Bryce Young, or excuse me, with Stroud. Young at Alabama, Stroud at Ohio State. Hutchinson was defensive player of the year of the Big Ten, and Mel Tucker was coach of the year. So you don't win a championship, you don't win your division, and you're coach of the year. And I respect what Mel Tucker has done. I do. I respect that, but Jim Harbaugh beat Ohio State, which everyone said they own the Big Ten East. Michigan was picked what? Behind, I think, right there with, behind Indiana, who was a colossal failure this year with Allen. So it was Ohio State, Penn State. I think Indiana was Michigan fourth. I think they were. Jim Harbaugh is the Big Ten Coach of the Year with my vote. So I'll let you chime in on the two questions. Tucker or Harbaugh for Big Ten Coach of the Year? Your own vote. And did Walker deserve to be at the Heisman ceremony in front of Hutchinson or with him? Because a lot of Michigan State fans are saying, wait a minute, Walker walked all over Hutchinson in the Michigan defense.
I remember the game, and I'll never be the same. They were up 16 late third quarter, and I hollered, I want some more. And they blew the lead. They lost the game. And as T-Bone Pickett's song says, I'll never be the same.
Man, Superfly, where are you getting that stuff at? Is there an extended mix? Is there? So you can join in 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. So Comp on MSU, Ballas on Michigan, Stout from Lansing on the Spartans, Bellino, who's the PA voice of Michigan basketball, women's and men's, and also host of X's and Bros, heard weekday mornings at 6 a.m. in Grand Rapids on 96.1 The Game and across the Michigan Sports Network. He'll join us. We'll get his thoughts on Michigan hoops and Michigan, Georgia, and the Coach of the Year, and the Heisman. He was talking about this morning. I jumped on with him. Good show. If you're in the Grand Rapids area, you want to talk about Michigan, Michigan State, Pistons, Lions, Tigers, Wings, and more, Bellino, X's and Bros, weekday mornings in Grand Rapids. 96.1 The Game. Our good friend Matt Wenzel, MLive.com Spartan Football Insider. He'll be by. I'll drop some opinions on Michigan, Georgia. Early, huge prediction I made on X's and Bros. And I'm already getting a lot of heat. I predicted Michigan will beat Georgia, come to Indy, beat Alabama, and Michigan will be national champions, and people are ripping me. Hey, who was one of the only guys to say they're going to beat Ohio State? And I said 27-10 against Iowa. Michigan will beat Georgia. And in Indy, they will have a home field advantage against Saban and the Tide, and they will be your national champions. Mark it down. So those two huge questions, I need you, the audience, to step up, okay? Because I'm tired of hearing you complain off air. You can do it on air and on Twitter and on Facebook. Did Walker deserve to be at the Heisman ceremony with Hutchinson or in place of him? And is Harbaugh the Big Ten Coach of the Year with your vote or Tucker? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And again, opt in on that Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Let's go to Russ and Cadillac. Listening on 93.7 FM, The Ticket, that you can hear Cadillac to Traverse City in northern Michigan. You're on The Huge Show. How you doing, my friend?
Not bad, and you?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this whole thing about Walker and him not making it. Think about this. Okay, he had a breakout game against Michigan. Not breakout, but he had a great game against them, okay? You got to realize Michigan gave up that 30-14 lead. You know, they fell on their face. But then he went to Ohio, and they just throttled him. Six carries, 25 yards. And he didn't do very good after that. Then look what Hutchinson and the guys did against Ohio State and against Iowa and so on and so forth. Where's Walker been through all this? Think about it.
All right, and Russ, thank you for the call in Cadillac, home of the Vikings. He was banged up, but my point is I think both deserve to be there, and Pickett has no business being there. A Pitt quarterback, he's not Dan Marino. He has no business being there. It was Walker, Hutchinson, Bryce Young, and C.J. Stroud, and that's a fair four. And by the way, why do they limit it to four? Wouldn't they want all the schools and everybody promoting it? Why won't you bring in your top six, eight? It's the Heisman. You got money for a plane and hotel and the free continental breakfast. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Josh in Kalamazoo listening on 96.1 The Game out of Grand Rapids. You're on The Huge Show.
Hey, Huge, about Walker, I am a Michigan fan, and obviously I watched him run all over us. He seemed like to be the most important player on that Michigan State team, and I feel like without him, he probably would have been maybe a three or even a four loss team. It seems like that guy really elevated that team. I'm kind of shocked that he wouldn't get the invite.
Yeah, the invite. He lost the Heisman because they got down big and he didn't have a great game against Ohio State. And where Aiden Hutchinson has elevated his national stock and where he became part of a Heisman conversation was what he did against that vaunted Buckeye offense. And Bryce Young won the Heisman last Saturday night with what he did against that Georgia defense. That's it. I'm more curious where Hutchinson will finish. That's where I do wonder, do they get their votes on Sunday and you have the top four vote getters? I exactly don't know the process. So Pickett must be, you know, fourth. Probably Hutchinson third, Stroud second, Bryce Young first. That's my guess. So you can answer our two huge questions of the day. Did Walker deserve to be invited to the Heisman ceremony with Hutchinson or in place of him? Because a lot of Spartan fans are calling out Hutchinson that he didn't do squat against the Spartans, and Walker owned that vaunted Michigan defense. And then Tucker or Harbaugh, who's your Big Ten Football Coach of the Year this season. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, callers online. We'll get to your huge opinions in a moment. Jim Combroni, SpartanMeg.com. Next segment, Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com. Tim Stout from Lansing. Anthony Bellino on the Wolverines in Georgia. And Matt Wenzel from MLive.com. It's a busy show. Be a part of it. Superfly is awaiting your call at 1-866-838-HUGE.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
This season, keep your power sport equipment trail ready with Gates G-Force belts from your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store. Your locally owned, authorized Gates belts headquarters. G-Force belts are made carbon tensile strong for minimal stretch and maximum durability. For all your name brand automotive parts, stop by your locally owned Auto Value Auto Parts store or visit myautovaluestore.com. Always carry a spare and ride safely this season with Gates G-Force belts at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now they have their latest no-brainer bet. And DraftKings is legit. They're an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You can withdraw your money and get your cash anytime you want to. And here's the no-brainer deal right now on any NFL game. Just sign up using code HUGE after you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and then bet just $1 on any team to score in an NFL game and you can win $100 in free bets. Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Then bet just $1 on any team to score and you'll win $100 in free bets if they score. You score with promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer, as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Huge questions of the day. Who's your Big Ten football coach of the year? Tucker or Harbaugh? Tucker's winning all the awards and all the votes. I think it's Harbaugh. And I respect what Tucker's done. And then in terms of votes, Kenneth Walker doesn't get invited to the Heisman ceremony this Saturday in New York. Aiden Hutchinson does. Did Walker deserve to be there over Hutch? Or did both deserve to go and you leave Pickett, the Pittsburgh QB, home? You can answer those questions right now at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And also, you can answer them on the Huge text chain. Just text the word HUGE to 21,000. Let's go to Rodney in Kalamazoo, listening on 96.1 The Game out of Grand Rapids. You're on the Huge Radio Network.
Hey, Hugh, how are you?
Doing good, Rod.
So I'm a big Michigan fan, and so I have an obvious slant in one direction. So absolutely, I think Harbaugh should have been the coach of the year. And there's going to be talk of him getting the national coach of the year, and I absolutely think he deserves it. With everything that was facing him this year, it's, you know, none of us saw this coming. And as a lifelong Michigan fan, I will freely admit it. You know, the job he did is absolutely amazing.
All right, well, thank you. And what's your other comment?
The other thing I will say is that we have been so fortunate in the state of Michigan to have been be able to see two of the biggest games. I was there for the Michigan-Ohio State game, and the Michigan-Michigan State game were both games that were on national stages and watched by a big audience. I think they both should have been invited. I think both of them have amazing performances and roles in both of those games. So I firmly stand that both should have been a part of it. Leave out the Pittsburgh quarterback. I think the performances that we witnessed here in Michigan were amazing, and I think they both should have been invited.
Yeah, well said, Rodney. Thank you for the call in Kalamazoo. And again, those of you in Muskegon, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, you can hear us on 96.1 The Game out of GR. I really thought it was going to be Hutchinson, Walker, Stroud, and Bryce Young. Simple, easy. I don't get the... The only thing I can look at, Pitt, is that the East Coast voters are looking for somebody regional to lean on, and it would be Pickett from Pitt. And if Harbaugh wins National Coach of the Year and he doesn't win Big Ten Coach of the Year, that shows you the bias from fellow coaches, the jealousy, and also how it's nothing but political. Same thing with the media. If Harbaugh wins National Coach of the Year and he doesn't win Big Ten Coach of the Year, that's horse manure. It is. I hate politics. Politics are in everything. You look out, you see, it looks sunny, but it's really cloudy right now. Politics are everywhere. You can answer our two huge questions of the day. Who deserved Big Ten Football Coach of the Year, Harbaugh or Tucker? And did Walker deserve to be at the Heisman ceremony? In Hutch stay home or Hutch and Walker together? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And again, text us. It's simple and easy. Opt in on the Huge text chain. It's free. Don't get crushed with ads or bounce backs. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Let's go to Hank in Lake City, listening on 93.7 FM, The Ticket, out of Cadillac. You're on the Huge Show.
What's up, Huge?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Short and to the point, I'm a Michigan fan, but I agree with you. Harbaugh should be Big Ten Coach of the Year, and if not National Coach of the Year. I also agree that Walker should be in the Heisman Trophy hunt also.
Yeah, I think most Michigan fans that I've talked to, one thing, and I'll get your final thought, Hank, but most Michigan fans I've talked to agree that Walker should have been invited.
Hey, he took it to us, so give him the dues, man.
And your final thought?
My final thought is I told my buddies a long time ago, if we went to Happy Valley and beat Penn State at Penn State, we'd be national champions, and I agree with you, we'd take down the Tide.
Yeah, they're going to beat Georgia, and then they'll beat Alabama in Indy. In Indy. Back-to-back wins. They'll finish by beating Ohio State, Iowa, Georgia, and Alabama. Hutchinson doesn't have a shot at winning the Heisman. I don't think Walker did either. He's the best running back in America. And usually the Heisman stands for running backs or quarterbacks. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. And Comp, what were you thinking when you heard last night that Walker wasn't invited to the Heisman ceremony?
You know, I was not completely surprised. It seemed like things were kind of heading that way in terms of, you know, late season interest and momentum. And, you know, in the Heisman race, you know how it is. When somebody becomes a Heisman contender in October and a Heisman favorite in November, then the voters and the media and the pundits start looking for ways to eliminate people, which is understandable. So I, you know, there were some straw votes, some polls done by, I think, The Athletic. They would poll some of the Heisman voters, and I think Walker emerged as number one in the votes, excuse me, prior to the Ohio State game. Then the Ohio State game, of course, not much production. The week after the Ohio State game, I heard a lot of national talk shows and hosts saying that Kenneth Walker was shut down in that game. And that's true statistically, but what none of them ever said is that he had an injured ankle. And he did well just to take the field. He had a couple good runs in that game. Then the scoreboard went south, and Michigan State could no longer throw it. And they took him out of the game because of a health situation. No one ever mentioned that it was the injury. Now, that's part of the Heisman race. If you get injured, that's not their problem. That's the player's problem. And I understand he should not have won the Heisman. But in all of that talk, it became a big negative that he was shut down by Ohio State. If that asterisk had been pointed out with some of the talk shows, which are listened to by a lot of Heisman voters, maybe Kenneth Walker would have finished third on more of those ballots and gotten enough points to get in the top five and get invited there. I really think, hey, Bill, editorial statement. I don't know if it's news to you, but there's a lot of stupid people that vote for the Heisman. A lot of stupid people, okay? So you got to help them along sometimes. I'm not talking about you, but I mean, in general, people have to help them along and give them all the information because they're not operating with all the information. So, yeah, he was not going to win it. And if he had played really well against Ohio State, he would have stayed at the top. But like you say, if you're the, you know, he was the number one leading rusher in the country for a lot of the year. He's number two leading rusher. But also, in this day and age, it's hard for a running back to consistently put up numbers. You talked about the Heisman being a running back award, and that was true certainly when we were growing up. Derrick Henry won it in 2015, but he's the only guy that's won the Heisman since Mark Ingram, and those two are the only ones, and there was a running back Heisman winners. Those are the only two since Reggie Bush in 05. My point is, it's a quarterback award because quarterbacks have a chance to more consistently put up numbers, which fool the stupid people. Now, the quarterback at Alabama, Bryce Young, had a great comeback to save that game against Auburn. Well, why did they need to be saved against a 6-5 team? Alabama had only 3 points for the first 59 minutes of that game. He was 25 of 51. Those are not good numbers. But he throws for 300 plus, and he has the game-winning tied drive at the end, and that becomes a plus day for him. The equivalent of that day for a running back is being held to about 55 yards. But the quarterback stats fool the dumb people. And that's who votes on this. Not all of them, but a lot of them. But, hey, Walker had a great season. He deserved to be in it, deserves to go to New York. But it's hard to get people to see all those things, Bill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like you're bothered by it at all. So let's just move on. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com. You want to follow everything Michigan State football, basketball, and Spartan Athletics, just go to SpartanMag.com. I am curious, after I heard on Sunday, it would be Narduzzi and Pitt and Michigan State in that New Year's Six Bowl in Atlanta. I know the Spartan fan base, I think, will travel, but man, Pitt's in a town where it's a Steeler city, not a college football city, and a lot of Penn State fans in Pittsburgh, believe it or not. I wonder what that crowd's going to be like. For Michigan State, it's not a rival. It's not ND. If they were playing ND out in the desert, it'd be a tough ticket, impossible to get. Your thoughts on what type of crowd to expect on both sides at the Peach Bowl on Thursday, December 30th?
You're right. That's a great question. You know, Pat Narduzzi was talking about it on Sunday during the teleconference that he was really happy with Pitt's turnout of fans at the ACC title game in Charlotte. It's the first time, they've been in that twice, but it's the first time they've won a conference title in a long, long time. First time they've won 10 games since 1981, I think, when Dan Marino was there. So the Pitt crowd has come out of hibernation a little bit, and he expects them to show up well in Atlanta. How many people did they have in Charlotte? Pittsburgh, probably about 20,000. How many will Michigan State have? Probably something like that. Maybe a little less. This is the first time the Peach Bowl has had a game that did not involve at least one Southern team since 1985. Okay? So Peach Bowl used to be kind of a mid-level bowl game. They've done a great job of elevating their bowl to become what they are now, a New Year's Six Bowl. It used to be a mid-level bowl. It used to be down there, you know, with the Liberty Bowl, Gator Bowl, that type of thing. They've got a great stadium. They've elevated their identity, and it's become a New Year's Six Bowl, obviously. Now, if you want to become a New Year's Six Bowl, at some point you have to have a bowl that's not just a regional game. Now, we've seen the Orange Bowl run into that problem in recent years. You know, the Orange Bowl used to be great, sold out every year, national championship implications. But in recent years, we've seen the Orange Bowl only have 45, 50,000 people, maybe 40,000 people sometimes. So now it's the Peach Bowl's turn. First time since 1985 they've not had a Southern team. In 1985, it was Illinois against Army in the Peach Bowl. You know what the attendance was? 29,000. So now the Peach Bowl has elevated its stature. They've got it's not a regional bowl this year. It's a New Year's Six Bowl without it being a playoff game, and we'll see how well that does. But I'm thinking somewhere around 50,000, with Pitt and Michigan State each bringing about 20,000. That's my guess.
Jim Combroni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. We'll talk more as we get closer to kickoff of the Peach Bowl comp. Thank you for the update on Walker, and we'll talk soon.
Always great to throw some historical perspective in there. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm glad you didn't have any issue with the stupid voters, okay?
Yeah, you know, if he came in fifth, you know, for him, it had been nice for him to go there. And you know, running backs, it's hard for them to stay in the running. A lot of good players that are up for that award, no question about it. A lot of good, very good players.
Good stuff, Comp, man. We'll talk in a few, okay?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All right, Jim Combroni, SpartanMag.com. Joining us on the Meyer guest line, and Meyer proud to be longtime partners with Michigan State University. And you can gear up for the Peach Bowl or Spartan Hoops. Quality licensed official MSU gear, a huge selection. Always had that great Meyer price inside the team gear department at your local Meyer. Let's go to Jeff and Byron Center listening on 96.1 The Game out of Grand Rapids. You're on the Huge Radio Network.
Huge, how you doing today?
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, so just to touch on the coaching, the coach of the year, I can't argue with Tucker. I mean, what he did at Sparty is awesome. I'm a Michigan fan, just say that. I'd love to see Harbaugh, but Tuck turned that program around quick. We'll see what happens there. The Heisman thing, though. Okay, so being a Michigan fan, I'm fired up that we've got our representative, but. The Walker kid, from what I read, the Walker kid is not there because he struggled against Ohio State, I think 25 yards or something like that. Well, you know, Stroud struggled just as much against Michigan, so I guess why would he be there? You know, that's my only thing. I think Walker deserves to be there. I mean, he lit us up off terrible, and he's had a great season. So that's all I got to say. Thanks.
Yeah, well said, Jeff. Thanks for the call. And Byron Center listening on 96.1 The Game out of Grand Rapids. Huge questions of the day that you can answer. Who's your Big Ten football coach of the year, Harbaugh or Tucker? And did Walker deserve to be there at the Heisman ceremony in place of Hutchinson or with him? You can join us live at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on college basketball. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 money line wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer in that game, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy college hoops like never before with BetMGM's live betting options and boosted odds specials right there at your fingertips all college basketball season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. If a three-pointer is made in the game, you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only, and new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Tuesday broadcast presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Hey, are you looking for the biggest New Year's Eve party in the state? Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com. Ring in 2022 with the bash of the year. You can book your hotel room, get tickets to the bash, and more. All the details at SoaringEagleCasino.com. A trip to Mount Pleasant, Michigan will be a pretty cool way to ring in 2022. SoaringEagleCasino.com, all the party plans, and download the Eagle Access app. And don't forget about the Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel to celebrate New Year's in Standish for our listeners on the east side of the state, tuning in on 100.9 FM in the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area. Huge questions of the day. Who's your Big Ten football coach of the year? Harbaugh or Tucker? And then that Heisman ceremony debate. Aiden Hutchinson of Michigan, he gets an invite, but no Kenneth Walker from MSU. Did Walker deserve to go in front of Hutchinson or with him? Because I had Kenny Pickett to pick QB. I don't get that. I really don't. But I think it's the East Coast flavor, and they start looking for – but they don't have anybody West Coast in that group. So I'm trying to figure out common sense not being used is a tough thing in America, across the board, on everything. So answer those questions, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, you can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Frank Broyles Award winner is Josh Gattis, the Michigan Offensive Coordinator. Coordinator of the Year. I think Offensive Coordinator of the Year in college football. Congrats to Gattis. Mel Tucker was named the Associated Press Big Ten Coach of the Year. Kenneth Walker shares the AP Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year with Stroud from Ohio State, and Hutch is the top defender in the Big Ten. So no surprise there. The Harbaugh debate isn't about what side you're taking in the rivalry. He won the Big Ten East. They were picked, what, fourth? He won the Big Ten. The first team ever to be unranked and go to the college football playoff. That, to me, warrants Big Ten Coach of the Year and National Coach of the Year. 24/7. All the podcasts and interviews are free. You can listen at thehugeshow.net. Also, get your Beat Huge picks in. Beat My Pro Football picks, and you can win $1,000 at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.